来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来
This is Damian.
And this is Douglas, not watching
Yes, we're not watching that. We are, however, talking about the next film in our Iranian marathon. As we'll be talking about the 1999
Iranian
film,
movies.
The Color of Paradise by Majid Mahidi, which is a film about a young boy who happens to be blind, who attends a special school in Tehran. And it's summer. So his father comes to collect him, but the father is concerned. The father doesn't believe that things will happen well for his son, given that he's blind, and continually tries to find ways to benefit the son and possibly himself as he tries to get a new wife. And all sorts of things are going on as this summer continues. I think I might be speaking out of turn when I say this is probably the best movie we've seen out of this marathon at this point. And I'm kind of happy that it's come at this point, because it's actually a thing that I've read about, in that a lot of the Iranian New Wave films focus a lot on children. Mainly because they want to focus on the idea of innocence. But this film does it, and also adds a secondary element to it as we look at the father. The movie plays with this notion of the father who's trying to do what's right, even if it's not always pretty, right? Even you can see there are times in this movie where he takes certain actions that he does it and he knows that it's not the most enjoyable choice, but he does it with a good heart almost. And it's interesting to watch on as we sit there and we see the father's progression, and also the child, as we see the child start off in this school and move on to playing around with his family and his grandmother and having so much fun. You see, I think one of the key scenes that I'm thinking about in this movie is the scene where he goes to his sister's schools, where you kind of see the scene start and you imagine that he's just going to be a burden. He's going to sit there quietly and probably be an annoyance, but becomes a point of fascination and a better student than most of the children in the class. Everything the father's worried about really isn't a problem, but he's still worried about other aspects of his life, about what happens when he's no longer a child. Like, can he actually exist in this cruel world? And I'm kind of talking around it because I don't really know how to really get into this movie deeply. Because to me, this movie feels just like a good story of conflict, and I think the movie is just well executed, and I really love the characters that are in this movie, from the father to the grandmother, who there's this point in the movie later on where the grandmother is upset and she just walks off, and the whole interaction between the father and his mother, the grandmother, during that period, like I enjoyed it thoroughly. But I want to go to Douglas at this point and ask him what he thought of this movie.
Damian, do you want to say it together?
No, sure.
Okay.
I like this movie.
No. That's why I didn't want to go to Damian.
I don't hate this movie that much. But so this movie, first of all, this man is afraid for his child because he's blind.
Mm-hmm. As he should be.
Wants to find him a vocation, doesn't know what he's going to do. Why is the first thing in his head not to get him a guitar and tell him just to play the blues?
There's no guitars in Iran, obviously.
They don't have hint. Like, what? Do you, what?
Do I edit that out?
Come on, dog.
No, they have paint. They just don't have brushes.
Right. And they don't have real cement. Like, it's bad. It's bad over there.
But this movie... I agree in that this is, I don't agree.
Yes.
This is not not the best movie that I've seen so far in this thing.
You are so wrong.
So I don't, how's the best way for me to put it? I don't like care for this movie, but it's not that I don't like it. It's not that I dislike it. Movie. I just don't care.
I think this movie is on fire.
This movie is just...
Despise blind people.
Shut up. This movie is just what it is. There are a couple of cute scenes, right? So, for instance, there is a scene when very early in the movie, he finally comes back from the school in Tehran, and he realizes that he's close to his house, at least within earshot, and he just kind of shouts out, "Where is my beautiful grandma?" or something like that. And that's, I mean, come on.
I'm pretty sure that should be written into law. That's how children should call to their grandparents. Like, until you're 15, you have to refer to all of your grandparents. When you see them, you have to scream.
Where's my beautiful grandmother? Yeah, so just scream it out.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's great. And there are a few more scenes like that. Mm-hmm. But all in all, who cares? I don't care about this movie.
Terrible person.
You know, I can't even describe. I can't even really talk about this. So, we spoke about on another podcast in a far, far land. Flags That Fly for Fathers.
Right.
And
Flags That Fly for Fathers. Right.
Yeah.
Fathers and in that title.
And in that movie, we all kind of agreed that it was, you know, whatever, it was fine. Mm-hmm. But based on that, we then decided whether we liked it or we didn't like it. Mm-hmm. But it was an alright, average movie, middle of the road movie. I feel like that's kind of what this is as well, except that I just wanted to get to the end.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
And also, it's difficult for me to think about this movie. So, without I don't even know what is a spoiler to this movie, right? This movie feels like, to describe the movie is to just say what happened every second of the movie. But, you know, there are certain actions that happen. So, like, you know, the boy is essentially thrown away, which is fine. I mean, that, you know, happens or used to happen a lot. Mm. And probably still happens a lot.
Douglas, in some places. Didn't see it coming. Uh-huh. So five. Thank you. I'm proud of
it. And so, you know, he gets thrown away. He gets pulled back. And then there's this whole sort of, not personification, but focus, negative focus on this man's father. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I don't know if they mean it to just be bad juju or negative karma because of the fact that, well, I don't even know if they're even supposed to be portraying it that he's doing wrong by his son. But, you know, it's just an amalgam of who gives a fuck for me when I think about this movie.
Like, not even like the whole story of the father with the way that, I think the scene that got me is when he actually goes to see his hopefully soon-to-be wife for the first time. You see him shave himself, and then you see him do the silly thing of, like, grabbing onto the tree as he's walking. He's riding the horse. Donkey. Horse. I'm trying to remember if it was a donkey or a horse. I honestly can't remember right now.
It was a horse.
It was a quadruped.
Horse.
I don't care about it. That did not tickle my fancy. As I said, there are some sections, though, that, sure, you know, you can't help but, like, for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. But and this movie is not aggressively bad, right? This movie is not The Cyclist. Sorry, not The Cyclist. The Apple or the
Bicyclist.
Did you watch the Apple?
Or the other one. I did not watch the Apple because it's bad.
Did you watch The Cyclist?
Hold on. I said The Cyclist in error because The Cyclist is a movie that I think is better than this one.
You are drunk.
And The Cyclist,
I saw you drinking
The Cyclist
before
is bad,
we came on
right?
to this podcast. I didn't realize you were actually
The Cyclist
drunk.
Is not very good, but there are things about the jokes in that movie that endear me to that film more than this one.
Okay.
And this movie, just the more I think about it, is the more I just want to slap this movie in the face.
All over.
Yeah.
Just finally a good movie. This shitty murder. This movie is the only movie I've seen. This is number four. The other three weren't movies. This movie does essentially the reverse of what the Florida Project did, where the children were able to... I was able to ignore the adult portions of that movie and just spend time with the children and bask in just how much they enjoyed being children. Just the experience of being a child. And that was fantastic for me. This movie does the opposite, where the children are having fun. That's not what this movie is about. Right? This movie is about a man that has dealt with loss and now is dealing with fear and has made shitty decisions because of it. Right? He feels at some point that... you learn that his wife died. We already said that his son is blind. And the son is sent off to a boarding school. And he's the last one to be picked up. So you immediately know that the father isn't the best father. Like, they paint that picture real early. He's just like, can you guys keep him? I do not want to carry him home. And so you're like, oh, he's a piece of shit. Let me find out why. And you find out he loses his mother. He's not financially...
Actually, I don't think that's his mother. I think that's his mother-in-law.
No, he loses the boy's mother, not the husband.
No, and I think that the husband...
Loses his wife,
yes.
Is what I should have said. Not the boy's
no,
mother
you
passes.
You said he lives with his mother.
No, he loses,
oh, loses.
His mother.
Okay, sorry. I thought you said lives with.
No. And so, you see where he feels that he is being... Throughout the movie, you get the sense. And at some point, he says it explicitly. He's like, why? He does the thing that people do. They're like, why me? Why do I have... Why was my wife sick? And then why did she die and left me with this blind son? Why is my son blind? Like, why is all of this happening to me? And that is the thing that has permeated society.
Why me?
And more so than greed, this is the behavior that annoys me most about the adult world. People who, when things happen, they feel that it is a personal attack on them. It is the people who go, it's always me. Right? You're like, oh, this thing happened that had nothing to do with you, and you somehow feel personally attacked. A lot of those people spend a lot of time on the internet. But watching this man continuously make shitty decisions, when you see that what he should do as a father to this son is take the best care of his son that he can. Yes, it is not easy, but no one ever told you it was going to be easy. His the grandmother is there helping the children,
the beautiful grandmother
helping, and the beautiful grandmother, and they make a point to show that even though his son is blind, he is not helpless, which is a thing that a lot of people think. I thought it for a while before my sister started working at the school for the blind. I didn't realize just how much blind people...
You're going to say Pulse. No. Before my sister started working at Pulse.
At a fashion.
And the pulses from the pulse made her blind.
You realize, like, the only blind people I had come into contact with growing up were the ones begging on the roadside. And so, as a child, you go, oh, that's what blind people do. But those are the blind or not, those people are the worst people.
That's the only job that blind people are qualified for, like, Damien.
Douglas, I was a child. I did not know. I honestly, for a long time. And then I went to the school and immediately, like, they were participating in PE and they were playing cricket. And I was just like, there's no fucking way blind people can. Doesn't make any sense. You have to see the ball. This is ridiculous. Stop
are you
mocking
telling
the blind
me
children.
You went and you saw 22 Daredevils?
No, I went and I saw blind children play cricket, is what I saw. And it seemed impossible. And then there was a dance routine. And I just went, none of this is possible. This doesn't. Douglas is now typing in blind cricket into Google because he's calling bullshit. I can't wait to see this. There's a YouTube video that says blind cricket.
I see one says blind cricket World Cup final.
Yeah.
The thing about this though is this blind or is this legally blind? Because those are two very different things.
This is people who can't see. There's a bell inside of the ball.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Oh, but they're bowling on the arm.
They can't see.
Yeah, but doesn't that make it all the more exciting? You throw it at 100 miles an hour,
Douglas,
and smack
we'll
somebody in the face.
Douglas, here's what we'll do. I want you to shut your eyes, and I'm going to toss paper at you.
Yeah.
And see how long it takes you to hit any one of them.
But there's no bell in the paper.
No, I'll tell you. I'll do it. I'll describe how far away the
paper is. 1 meter. 2 meters.
Yeah, I saw them doing this and went, that is impossible. Blind people can't play cricket. I'm sighted and I can't play cricket. And then, I immediately realized, oh no. The blind people I saw on the roadside are shitty people. There's many, many blind people that you never see because they're at work like everybody else. And the father, I can understand why he would have been scared about raising the son by himself. I get that. And I can understand why he is sad because he lost his wife and now he's on his own. Get that. And I understand him trying to find a new wife. But all the
because
decisions,
he has needs.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You have to find new wives.
Yeah.
That's what it says that in the book.
Exactly. I mean, once the old wife is gone, and there's actually a calculation, like a formula.
Mm-hmm.
It is divide age by 2,
mm-hmm.
subtract 10. As long as that is greater than 16, you're good to
then
go.
Then you're good, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in Iran, I don't know. As long as it is greater than 12. I don't know. Never been. I know they don't have guitars. That's all.
You feel better about yourself, don't you?
Yeah, yes, I actually do. Listen, all we have is coconut and rasters, so it's not like I'm in any position to talk. Bob Marley took the last guitar Jamaica ever had. So he is now making the shittiest decisions. And it goes, spoilers, real bad. Because of course it does. And Douglas mentioned it. At one point, the grandmother was just like, you're a piece of shit, and I'm leaving. And you watch him for a second go, all right, leave. And then quickly realizes, no, this I can't do this.
But did he really, though? Because I love how when he finally comes back and he stops her and he says, come home, come home. Mm-hmm. The thing is not, I'm sorry, I realize I'm an asshole. It was, listen, people are going to be upset with me.
Yes.
Just just stay.
If I let my mother
die, will be shamed, I think, was the word that he used.
Which is quite impressive.
You can continue talking.
Which is quite impressive. But just watching this man make adult decisions, but the worst adult decisions, you just go, yeah, this... So he continues to make these bad decisions because he feels personally attacked. Like, life is attacking him and he's the only one going through struggle. And so he just keeps on making these terrible decisions that are affecting his son. And his son, because he's so young and doesn't really know why his father is doing it, like, he knows that his father isn't showing him the affection that he's supposed to be getting. At the very beginning, he's like, I didn't think he would come. But he still loves his father. And for his father to time and again, you know, push him away further and further and make these decisions on to make his life and only his life easier, not realizing that it is to the detriment of not only himself, but his son. Just watching all of that, going, finally, someone in Iran learned what a story was, learned what acting was, put them together, and made me a movie that I could watch. Is it the greatest movie? No. But based on this marathon, this movie is the best movie I've ever seen in my life. This is Ikiruku. This way. Because this is watchable. My eyes didn't actively hurt while watching this movie. I found some amount of enjoyment watching this
movie. Okay, just for my curiosity, are you saying that you like this movie, or you like this movie now after three other films that you've had to suffer through?
So, in isolation, this would be a good movie. But when you measure it up against nothing, it is so far ahead. Right? I could heap praise on this movie forever based on the movies that came before it. But I realize that it is not the best. I've seen movies that tackle this subject matter better, but this movie did what it was supposed to do. It was a good movie.
That's true.
Told
this,
a good story.
This movie is not as good as The Cyclist. So right. You have to had temper the...
Yeah, man. I mean, when you have something as good as The Bicycle, you just can't... So good.
The bicycle going around. Mm-hmm. In
like the wheels on the bus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like me banging my head into the TV while watching The Bicyclist. What were we talking... What movie are we talking about?
We're talking about The Color of
Paradise.
We're
talking about... Oh, I thought it was called Swimming Lessons for the Blind.
Mm.
No? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I didn't... And the movie title, I don't think I got that. I don't think I got the movie title.
I think... Well, for me, there was a scene late in the movie when the grandmother dies. Or at least that's... Well, yeah, definitely. It's because you see the funeral, right?
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. And during that scene... you see, like, all of the colors kind of brighten up, like, even her face kind of brighten up, and that's to me what's going on. Like, she's seeing, quote unquote, the color of paradise.
Okay.
I thought we were talking about the Hand of God.
Can you edit Douglas out of this podcast?
It's work. It's work, but I can do it.
Okay.
Wait. Sorry. Is it that? I'm the only one that got that copy. In the very end of this movie.
In the very end of this movie, what?
Wait, hold on.
No, I know what you're talking about. It glows like E.T. No, I know what you're talking about. But now that Andrew said it, it makes the end scene make a little bit more sense.
Mm.
Yeah.
E.T.
Still a weird,
go home.
Still a weird name for the movie. But I guess I can see
it. But yeah,
it's really, even though it's a weird name, it still feels kind of generic. I don't think I'm going to remember the name of this movie. I think that is what... I mean,
the thing about it is that when I saw the name of this movie and I read the synopsis when I initially picked it, I assumed that it was a play on the fact that the child was blind.
The child can't see, right.
But it's obviously not that. But yeah, it's... I like this movie. Like, it's... Yeah. Like... Of Not necessarily, not necessarily of this marathon, but like of all of the films I've seen from Iran, it's not my favorite movie. Obviously, like there are movies that I've loved hard of that you guys know about. but yeah, I like this movie. Like this movie felt like a good movie at this point.
Yes, a good movie. From Iran. Go for it. Go.
I hate you.
Who would have thought it?
So next week we're going to do our final film of the marathon. We're going to talk about the 2002 film from Abbas Kiarostami, 10.
A Separation. We did it. We made it to the end.
I don't think he made A Separation.
I don't give a shit. Livets